welcome back to Brainerd Area High School and the Paul Bunyan Wrestling Tournament here. We move into the consolation semifinal round action. Pioneers, two in the finals, five in the consolation semis, and one in a seventh place match, Cale Becker. We're just about ready to get this round of action. They had to wait the mandatory 45-minute rest period for the wrestlers. Jake Andries and Jalen Jansen will wrestle for Paul Bunyan Championships. We will have Trevor Redunds going at 106. Looks like he's going to be up first right down below us, or Brandon Funk. Well, they might be going at the same time here. Consolation mats are going to be right down in front of us. 1-2-2 periods here. So let's see. Where's Trevor at? He's not on mat 2. There he is. He's on mat 1. So Redunds checks in. And his opponent is from Frazee High School. That is Christian Carlson. And Redunds underway. These are 1-minute periods. Redunds and Carlson, Piers Frazee. We will have a Brandon Funk match coming up right below us as well. 35 seconds left, not a lot of action yet in the Redunds match. It looks like it'll be a Piers Frazee match at 113, as well as Landon Beyer is going to be the opponent for Funk. And here's Redunds driving in. Redunds with a takedown. It comes with 10 seconds remaining in the first. So an early lead for Trevor Redunds, who was the one seed in this tournament but lost to Brainerd's Atlee Danielson in the semis. As the period ends, 2-0, Trevor Redunds. And now Brandon Funk shakes hands and his match is underway. So it's Funk and Beyer at 113, Redunds and Carlson at 106, Piers against Frazee in both matches. Redunds with the lead, 2-0. Funk is just underway here. 10 seconds in, no action yet. As Redunds rides over there on his left hip side against Carlson. Elbow tie up with Funk and Beyer. Trevor's got his man broken down. He's facing Christian Carlson of Frazee. Elbow tie up here for Beyer. Landon Beyer of Frazee. Funk drives him off the mat. No score. Roger Wilson reffing that mat. Trevor with a takedown in the first. He's up 2-0 over there at 106. No score yet at 113 for Funk and Beyer. Cale Becker will not wrestle this round. He's in the seventh place match. We do have some team standings. There's back points for Redunds. Redunds has him turned. Redunds has Carlson on his back for points. Double wing in for Trevor. No score yet. 8 seconds for Funk and Beyer. Trevor with that double wing in on Carlson. He's going to pick up 3 there. 3 near fall are already in the bank. Just haven't been awarded as he keeps that double wing locked in. He's got Beyer on his right side, but both arms pinned behind him. Just holding on is Redunds. Period ends for Brandon Funk. Scoreless against Frazee's Landon Beyer, who came in as the number one seed. You've got the one seed and the two seed battling in the consolation semis down below us. Funk, the two seed, Beyer, the one seed, both losing. Brandon in the semis, Beyer lost in the quarters. Still that double wing in tight, Redunds. He's held that for about almost a minute here. 3 seconds left in the second period for Trevor Redunds. And there it is. Three near fall. 5-0 lead after two for Trevor Redunds. Funk trying to get up. He's being ridden here by Beyer. Beyer trying to far side cradle. Digging for that cradle underneath. Trying to turn Brandon Funk. The winners here go to the third place. The losers wrestle for fifth. Here's Redunds breaking his man down, starting the second period. Funk still underneath defending with under a minute to go for Funk. A minute 48 left in the third for Redunds. Funk is in the second period. Redunds in the third. Brandon got a turn for a one count. Able now to get in on a leg on Landon Beyer. Funk trying to counter out of this. Brandon getting better position. He's in on Beyer's leg. Get that head out and you'll get two, Brandon Funk. Not yet. It's awful close, though. There's the two. Funk with the reversal, and he's up on Beyer, 2-0. Redund riding with a minute 15 left in his match, up 5-0. There's an escape for Christian Afrazee, 5-1. Now Funk trying to throw that cross face in off the Turk with 7 seconds left in the period for Brandon Funk. Brandon with a 2-0 lead on number one seed Landon Beyer, who's ranked number 3 in the state at 113 Class A and finished 6th last year at 106 in Class A for Frazee. Redunds over there has a pinning combination on. Redunds close to a fall over Christian Afrazee. A minute and a half to go. 30 seconds to go. Redunds up 7-1. Trevor Redunds. He's got that tight. He's just sitting down on that with 15 seconds left. Redunds, good headlock on now. Leaning back. Funk and Beyer go off the mat. Trevor trying to pin to the third place match. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. It's going to be a major win for Trevor Redunds. 10-1. Trevor Redunds will wrestle for third place. Good job, Trevor. And now Brandon Funk with a 2-0 lead. A minute 10 left in the third for Funk and Beyer. Brandon is ranked 7th in AA. Beyer is ranked 3rd in Class A. Funk with a second period reverse for the only points. 2-0, under a minute to go for Brandon Funk. He's looking to win for the first time this year. He went 0-2 in Wadena. He received a bye in his first round. Actually, he won a major, so he has won once. He is 1-3 on the season. 45 seconds left. 2-0 lead for sophomore Brandon Funk over senior Landon Beyer of Frazee. A place winner at state last year was Beyer, who got an elbow tie-up. Russian tie here for Beyer. 25 seconds left. Funk trying to hold on to a 2-0 lead. Beyer driving, Funk countering, and they rumble out of bounds. 19 to go. Beyer's going to have to take a shot here. 13 seconds left. They tie up. Funk just fighting hands in there, not letting Beyer get in on him. 7 to go. Funk trying to withstand the last 3 seconds here. Out of bounds with 1 second. Brandon Funk is going to beat Beyer. And there it is. Brandon Funk with the win. 2-0. Brandon will wrestle for third as he knocks off Landon Beyer, the number one seed from Frazee. Good job for both Brandon Funk and Trevor Redunds winning consolation wrestlebacks. So a couple of third place matches are lined up for the Pioneers. Now, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll look what's ahead here as we move quickly through this round of wrestling from Paul Bunyan and Brainerd on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Peers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons over, I would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for the continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
It's that time of year again and holiday shopping is in full swing. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. If you are struggling with trying to find the perfect gift for that hard-to-find person on your list, let us help you out. We have an assortment of unique gifts, including drones for both beginners and experts. Also, check out the Dish Tailgater satellite antenna that lets you bring your dish service to the fish house. Stop in and visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls, and let us help you make someone on your list get the gift they want.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is a very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Welcome back to the Paul Bunyan. We are working our way through the consolation semifinal round. Pioneers came out of the gate storming with a couple of wins here in this round. 106 Trevor Redunds, 10-1. And a big 2-0 win for Brandon Funk over Landon Beyer of Frazee. Ranked third in the state in Class A and a returning state medal winner in Class A from a year ago. So nice win there for Brandon Funk. Both Trevor and Brandon will have third place matches coming up a little bit later on, and Cale Becker will also be involved in a seventh place match at 106. So that leaves us with consolation rounds for Reese Kapsner, he will be up next. Luke Gertz, Carson Halls. 60, 82, and 95. Two finalists, Jake Andrews at 126 and Jalen Jansen at 170 have advanced to the finals. We do have team updated scores after the last round prior to this consolation round. In 14th place, Chisago Lakes with 20. In 13th place, Cloquet Esco Carlton with 29. In 12th, Aiken with 33. Tied for 10th, Moorhead and Mound West Tonka with 60 points each. Staples Motley in 9th with 69.5. Grand Rapids is 8th, 75.5. Brainerd is 7th with 79. Tied for 5th, Piers and White Bear Lake with 92. Little Falls is in 4th place, 116.5. Bemidji's 3rd, 125. Foley, 2nd, 145. Frazee's in 1st, 166. We've got a match going on right down below us. And this is 138 pounds. And that would be Dakota Kern of Little Falls. And his opponent, I believe, is Brad Patnode of Brainerd. This is 138. So Kern and Patnode, 138 consolation semi. Patnode, takedown and a crossface in. He's up 2-0 on Dakota Kern nearing the end of the first. Trying to turn Kern over there. He's got back points coming. And there's the end of the period, two of them. So Kern will trail Patnode 4-0 after that 1 minute first period. Right down in front of me here. Four mats on the floor. Let's see, what do we got coming up? Little Falls sent three to the semis. All three advanced to the finals. Gabe Nagel, 145. Grant Litke is in the finals. Grant will wrestle Nick Geiger of Bemidji in the finals. There's a nice reverse there for Kern, cutting the lead to 4-2. Sam Nagel in the finals at 195. Four-two lead. Kern takes Patnode out of bounds. Just looking around, make sure we're not missing any action. Take a commercial break after this Kern match. Patnode in the royal blue with gray and black down the side. Kern in the black with the purple triangle, little LF logo on the back, middle of the back for the Flyers. Kern breaking him down. Down to a minute 18 to go for Dakota Kern and Brad Patnode. Little Falls and Brainerd, 138-pound consolation round. Kern still in on the waist, holding on as trying to spin out of that is Patnode. Now he's standing. Kern, though, works him back down to the mat. 1 minute to go, second period. Kern riding now in a better position here to control. The winner of this match will wrestle in the third place match. The loser will wrestle for fifth. Kern still trying to come up crossface on him, but out of bounds. Kern with 42 seconds left in the second period. Paul Bunyan tournament in Brainerd here. Moving along nicely, smoother than it did in Wadena last week. And seem to have a better handle on sessions here. We're already into the consolation semis, and we'll have finals and third and fifth place matches all going on. Third, fifth, and seventh. well as the championships. They'll run the placing. Oh, big turn almost there by Pat Note. He almost caught Kern in a headlock, and Dakota rolls through it. Now he's in on a cradle. Kern's got a cradle here, but only 10 seconds left. I don't think he's going to turn him out of this. He was fortunate that he didn't get caught in that headlock by Pat Note. And the period will end. Still a 4-2 lead after two for Little Falls' Dakota Kern, trying to get to a third place match. Little Falls was sitting in fourth as a team heading into this round. Foley was second. Piers was tied for fifth. Frazee leading the way. Kern underway with Pat Note in the third. A minute 45 to go. 4-2 lead Dakota Kern. Kern won a 10-7 decision over Spolarich of Aiken to get to this round. Drives Pat Note off the mat. He's got to keep watch because they're running matches all over. Reese Kapsner will be up next at 160. Those farm mats are at 132 and 145. We're at 138 on both of the mats down below me. Couple of matches away, likely from Reese. Got Reese, Luke, and Carson to come. I bet that would make a pretty good backfield in football, wouldn't it? And Jalen's in the finals. Out of bounds, Kern and Pat Node. Coming up on a minute left. Pat Node trailing 4-2, looking for an opening. Kern puts his hand on the forehead of Pat Node, now pulls the neck down. 52 seconds left. Kern and Pat Node, 4-2 lead for Kern. Snap down try again. Pat Node comes back up, pushes him away. Time milking off the clock. 39 seconds left. Now the engage again. Kern now. Shot in. Missed by Pat Node. Kern counters. Kern elevates the leg. Try to trip. Pick up his two, which would almost certainly secure the victory. Out of bounds with 22 seconds left for Dakota Kern and Brad Pat Node of Brainerd. Patnode's got to take a shot here. 15 seconds left. Kern has not been warned for stalling. He can just stand there and wait on Kern. Towel tapper comes up. 8 seconds. Kern staying active, and Kern's going to go into the third place match with a 4-2 win over Patnode. Dakota Kern of Little Falls gets a third place match. 4-2. Kern to third. Pat Node will wrestle for fifth. Still to come, it will be. Looking around, I don't see Reese Kapsner yet. They're at 152 and 145 over there, so it's not too far away. We should have a Kapsner match pretty soon on You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
We're back at the Paul Bunyan Tournament in Brainerd. There is an injury on mat one, and I believe that is the mat where Reese will be on. Right now they're at a 145. Yeah, I see Reese over there. He's still in full warm-up gear, but his headgear is on. Standing next to Evan Watala. And off comes the sweatshirt for Reese, and it looks like Reese is up next. He's pulling up the straps on the singlet. And Reese Kapsner now in his consolation 160 match. So the match prior to Reese's ends in injury default. And it looks like his opponent, Simon Bryce of Little Falls. Kapsner and Bryce on mat one underway. Bryce, a former Foley Falcon, moving over to Swanville, and Swanville paired up with Little Falls. So Simon is now in the black and purple of Little Falls, facing Reese Kapsner here. tie up out there. Reese down to a knee, pushed away. They kind of get the circulation in the hands going. No points yet. 25 seconds left in the first. Again, winner goes for third. Shot in by Reese on a deep single. He's got Bryce draped over his back. Reese turning into him now. Hooks the leg with his arm. He's still coming around. Does he have time to finish the move? 10 seconds left and gain the takedown. Bryce holding on to the ankle to prevent the takedown. Reese scooting forward, bumping. Time 2-1, and he got the two as time expired. Kapsner gets two as time ran out and scores. 2-0 lead, Reese Kapsner after a period. So Simon Bryce now, and the first choice, Reese will choose down. And we're underway as Reese quickly up, palms to the mat, tiptoes, tripod up, or not tripod, I guess quad up. Standing now, freeze hands, he's out. 3-0 lead on the Reese Kapsner escape. 3-0 lead for Reese, 15 seconds into period two. Kapsner trying to become the third pioneer to advance to a third place match. Already, Trevor Reduns and Brandon Funk have gotten that done. Coming up, Luke Gertz, Reese's cousin, will be going at a 182 consolation semi. Bryce and a stalemate is called. Each guy in on a leg, so referee blows the whistle. And he will start fresh with a minute 20 to go in the second. Kapsner and Simon Bryce, a little false. Kapsner with a good shot. He's in really deep on that right leg of Simon Bryce, who has to sprawl back and defend now. Bryce, his right leg, and they get a stalemate. Bryce able to fight that off. Reese could not get the takedown there. He was in quickly, though. Reese is up 3-0 on Simon Bryce. 1 minute to go. Reese in again. Driving and out of bounds. 56 seconds left, second period for Reese Kapsner and Simon Bryce. Loser to the fifth place match, winner to the third place match. Kapsner ties up the elbow of Bryce. 45 seconds remaining. They push each other away. I don't see any of our locals going on right now for Piers. Front headlock try for Bryce as Reese shot in again. He's trying to get underneath Bryce here. 30 seconds to go in the period. Period two, 3-0 lead for Kapsner. Reese defending now as Bryce trying to run around here and maybe cradle, but they're out of bounds with 20 seconds on the clock. Skip Toops and Evan Waitala in the Piers corner. Bill Mutual and Mike Hendrickson for the Flyers. Underway again, down to 10 seconds remaining. Both men on their feet. 3-0 lead for Reese Kapsner. And that's the way the period ends. Kapsner will lead 3-0 going into the final 2 minutes against Simon Bryce of Little Falls. Bryce chooses down. Luke Gertz is our next match. And immediately attacking the hips is Reese, taking the balance away from Bryce, who's just kind of leaning back on his left hip, bracing himself with his left hand, and Reese chops at that elbow and takes that away, and Simon Bryce is forced to go right down belly to the mat. 1:38 to go in the third, still 3-0 lead for Reese Kapsner. Now he's got the legs in. Reese is that great Turk move, and this is really the first time he's been able to execute it. He's got the legs. He's looking up for the crossface now and trying to turn Simon Bryce. It's kind of a big match team standing-wise. Little Falls was in fourth. Piers tied for fifth, so a big head-to-head, although the Flyer lead was 24.5 points. So you don't make it all up in this match, but every little bit helps. Stalemate called with 1:14 to go. Kapsner still leading this one 3-0 over Simon Bryce. Reese breaks him down, left arm around Bryce's waist, pulling him back. Simon Bryce to his knees, now stands, trying to peel hands, but driven out. 1:03 to go. Kapsner came in as the two seed. but lost a 5-2 semifinal to third seed Chance Heinrichs of Bemidji. The restart. 1 minute to go. Again, the leg secured by Reese. Jumps right hip side. Reese is up 3-0 on Simon Bryce. Bryce now up and out. There's an escape. So now on their feet, a takedown for Bryce ties this up. It's 3-1, and Bryce goes after it. Reese blocked it. 40 seconds left. 3-1 lead. Reese Kapsner. Bryce trying to yank down on the back of the neck, trying to snap him forward, and they both step outside the circle with 34 seconds left in the third. Kapsner up 3-0. Shoots in. Reese driving in on the leg. Countering by grabbing that ankle is Simon Bryce. Time coming off the clock for Bryce. Time that he might not be able to afford, and that's potentially dangerous. We're down to 22 seconds left. Shot in by Reese. Driving forward, though. Staying active. 12 seconds left. Kapsner, now Bryce trying to spin around on a headlock and tie this one up. Flyer coaches want a takedown. Not yet. There's two with 3 seconds left. We're going to have overtime. Simon Bryce with a takedown in the final 4 seconds forces overtime at 3-3. 1 minute overtime. They'll start on their feet. Great job by Bryce to wrestle all the way through. Here's a scramble on the edge. Out of bounds. Out of bounds. 48 seconds left in overtime. First man to score here wins. They're on their feet. Underway again with 45 seconds left in a 3-3 consolation semi. Going after the ankle, Reese. Bryce trying to counter out of that. Takedown. Bryce wins it. 5-3. Bryce wins in overtime. 5-3. And he'll wrestle for third. And Reese Kapsner now will wrestle in the fifth place match. Overtime loss, and now Luke Gertz comes right out. So he's up next. He's putting on red anklet. And Reese is facing from Frazee, Brett Graham, who was the number 5 seed coming in. Brett Graham of Frazee, Luke Gertz, unseeded from Piers, and they're underway. 182, and then we should have a Carson Hulls 195-pound match. And that'll wrap up this consolation semis. Gertz, this is the third Piers-Frazee consolation semi. Both Redunds and Funk were victorious in their head-to-head matchups with Hornets. And now it's Gertz and Graham. Elbow tie is Graham in that white, green, and black lightning or camouflage style singlet. Keeping my eye out for Carson Halls. Luke's in on the left leg of Graham, trying to elevate the hips up. 10 seconds remaining in the first. And can't get anything done, so they push each other away. 3 seconds. Looks like we'll go scoreless into the second for Gertz and Graham. Yep, here we go. They flip the disc, and it's choice for Luke. He'll defer to Graham, and Graham chooses down. And underway as Gertz attacks the hips, driving forward, trying to get the Turk in first, get that leg in, and then go after the... He's got the legs, but Graham is outside the circle, and that's the end of that flurry. No score yet between Luke Gertz and Brett Graham of Frazee in the 182 consolation semifinal match. And Gertz again takes away the hips, locks up the legs, grabs the left ankle, drives it forward. Graham off on his hip side, now belly to the mat. Still no sign of Carson out there. Oh, there he is. Hulls isn't ready to go. 195. And Gertz and Graham off the mat. It looks like. See, who do we have out there for Carson's opponent? Carson's in on a single, driving forward. Out of bounds. Gertz still working on the hips here of Graham. On their feet, there's an escape for Graham. He's up and away and takes the 1-0 lead. 1-0 for Graham over Gertz. No score yet in the Hulls match. So these are our two consolation semis going head-to-head here. Luke's got the black singlet on. Carson's in red. Graham gets a second period escape. We're down to 25 seconds left. See, that looks like a Staples Motley kid. Oh, yeah, it is. Staples Motley wrestling Carson Hulls. Hulls came in as the one seed but got beat by Gabe Drews of Frazee. Drews will face Little Falls' Sam Nagel. 1 second left, and it's 1-0 going to the third. Gertz finds himself down, and now Hulls almost got a an escape. Escape for Terrell of Staples Motley to get on the board. Graham trying to ride here on Luke. Luke is in on a single, trying to counter in reverse possibly into a Gramby. He's got the leg part of the Gramby. He's got to tilt back and tilt Graham back. There he does. Here's the reverse. Reaches up for the head. Roger Wilson says, nope, not yet. No control. Oh, he did give the reverse. So it's 2-1. Luke Gertz, 1:27 to go. Near the edge and out of bounds. So Gertz Gramby's into the lead, 2-1. Carson is wrestling Braden Terrell of Staples Motley. Carson is down 1-0. Just over 1 minute left in the second period there. So Gertz has 1:21 left in the third. In on the double ankle here. He's got Brett Graham standing over, and Graham able to kick out of that and tie it up. An escape for Graham, and it's 2-2. This will end this round with these two matches, it looks like, for Piers. Mats 3 and 4 are now vacant and waiting. Nobody taking over on those mats, so that round is done. 2-2 and 1-0. Gertz is tied. Hulls is trailing. 48 seconds left for Luke. Hulls is down to 25 seconds. Carson's in the second period. This is the final period for Luke Gertz as Graham pushes Luke off the mat with 39 seconds left. Hulls has Terrell locked up elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder over there. 8 seconds left for Hulls. Graham spinning on Gertz. 30 seconds left. Graham grabs the ankle. Graham, left hip. Luke reaching back for the leg. Graham trying to throw his right leg across, secure the leg. There's the two for Graham. He's up 4-2 on Gertz. 9 seconds left. A takedown for Brett Graham in the final 12 seconds. Luke is cut loose, but time runs out in a 4-3 win for Brett Graham. So he'll wrestle for third, and Luke will wrestle in the fifth place match. And now let's focus on Carson Hulls. Hulls still trails 1-0. And he's got 1:38 to go. Third period. He's underneath. on Braden Terrell of Staples Motley. Now Carson up and out, escape. We're tied at one. 1-1, Hulls and Terrell. Shot in by Terrell, wearing the black singlet for the Cardinals. Elevating the left leg of Carson, who dances on that right foot. Tries that little roll, catches him in a headlock, takes Terrell to his back. The emu catcher. And Carson with near fall and a headlock on him. He might pin him here. 50 seconds left. He's leaning back. Carson catches Terrell using his own momentum against him. And Carson trying to pin his way to the third place match. Terrell still battling underneath. He's squared himself. He's going to stay off his back here, but he gives up the near fall. And Carson is now up 6-1 with 39 seconds as they go out of bounds, and they will restart on their feet. Carson will cut him loose, so it's 6-2 now. Clock running with 32 seconds left for Carson Hulls. Hulls and Terrell. 22 seconds left. Just hand fighting inside. That's fine with Carson right now with a 4-point lead against Braden Terrell of Staples Motley. 8 seconds left, out of bounds. Terrell's going to have one last shot here. And the clock restarts. And Carson Hulls will advance to a third place match with a 6-2 win. Hulls will wrestle for third for the Pioneers. So Reduns will wrestle for third. Funk will wrestle for third. Kapsner and Gertz will wrestle for fifth. Hulls will wrestle for third. Becker for seventh. And then Andries and Jansen will wrestle for Paul Bunyan Championships.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushlow, Pierce Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons over, I would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for the continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
It's that time of year again, and holiday shopping is in full swing. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. If you are looking for a great Verizon wireless deal and the best customer service, then visit us. We have all the latest phones, tablets, and accessories in stock. Add a Bluetooth speaker or headphone, and you'll create the perfect gift bundle. Stop in and visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and let us help you make someone on your list get the gift they want.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers.
All right, we're back at Brainerd. We're going to do a quick summary of what we've got coming up. And then they just announced there's going to be a 10-minute break before the placing matches. We are at that point of the tournament. First, third, fifth, and seventh place matches in 10 minutes. So about 5-3 or close to 3. At 106, Trevor Redunds will wrestle for third. Cale Becker will wrestle for seventh. Brandon Funk will wrestle for third at 113. Jake Andres wrestles for the title at 126. At 160, Reese Kapsner will wrestle for third. Fifth for Reese. Jalen Jansen, a championship match at 170. Luke Gertz, a fifth place match at 182. Carson Hulls, a third place match at 195. That's what's coming up here. 10 minutes from now, it's placing matches from the Paul Bunyan right here on You Are There Sports. Check back in 10, and we'll have those matches for you. Thanks for listening.